Let's get interactive. On UNISA Radio.
Welcome back. You're still tuned into UNISA Radio, the African voice. It is all about you. My name is Teboho. I'm your host, and this is the Friday edition. I'm with you until 1 o'clock. Now, as I promised you earlier, we are going to be speaking to Sandra Gordon. She is the CEO of Work the Dog Publishers, and she is also the founder of the Most Award. Now, she joins us on the line to tell us more about the Most Awards and Pictures. Sandra, welcome to UNISA Radio, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Teboho. Nice to be with you.
Okay. Can you please say, tell us about the Most Awards and when it was conceived?
Sure. Maybe a little bit of background.
Yes. Because I see here that it says that it was conceived in 2009, so the background about it
would be important.
Yes.
Okay, let me even go a step before that. I launched a magazine in 2002 for the media industry in South Africa and an online site called The Media Online in 2007. So off the back of that and our knowledge of the media industry, we decided to do an investigation on what was needed in the industry which would enhance the industry totally. So let me explain to your listeners what the media industry does and what part of it we're in. Obviously, you're in the media industry. You're a radio broadcaster. And so we go to people who own radio stations, television stations, outdoor companies, digital companies, etc., with our magazines and our online site, and explain to them how important a company called a media agency is. Now, the media agencies in South Africa are responsible for planning and placing advertising. Now, Teboho, that advertising at the moment is worth between 50 and 60 billion rand a year in our economy. So it's a very viable industry. And, of course, it's the media, which is also the fourth estate.
Yeah.
So it's powerful socially and politically and, of course, economically. And the one thing that we realized was that if we improved the efficiency and effectiveness of how the media agencies and media owners interrelate and how they spend money with each other on behalf of clients like marketers and brand owners, it would improve those relationships overall. The Most Awards, yes, it was conceived in 2009 and launched then, has become extremely successful and, interestingly, is unique in Africa, and we can't find anything like it anywhere else in the world. So it's based on certain criteria which the industry agreed were very important in terms of service delivery. And then we send out a web-based questionnaire anonymously to the entire industry using our website and any other sort of social media that we can to push it across to those. And the media agencies rate the media owners on certain criteria levels and vice versa. So media owners such as UNISA Radio could rate a media agency who places advertising with you on certain criteria related to customer service delivery and efficacy. At the end of it, it's all tallied up, so it's you can't crook it. It's voted. So I suppose it's a bit like an election in a way, if I may use that as a description. And at the end of that, we have an annual award in September every year, which attracts between 600 and 800 people. And we give out awards to the most successful who've beaten everybody else in those particular categories.
So you've mentioned the criteria. Like, what are the criteria that you like the media owner survey?
Okay, I'll tell you what they are. There's six of them.
Yeah.
This is in no order of particular importance.
Okay.
It's the knowledge of their own brands. So if you are representing UNISA Radio, your people who are selling the time on radio would have to have very extensive knowledge of your brand. And, of course, the media landscape generally, because when people are considering where to place their advertising, they're not just looking at one radio station or one television channel. They're looking at the entire media landscape and saying, where will my spend be most effective? The second one, and of course it's an important one for every kind of industry you're in, is the service delivery thing. And that's to do with efficiency, effectiveness, arriving on time, having really good written proposals, responding quickly to requests. And once the booking for the advertising has been done, It's all that after sales delivery and administration of that as well. So those are very important criteria. Then the next one is the knowledge of the client brand. So if I'm dealing with an agency, I need to know who their clients are. Is it Net? Is it MTN? Is it the Standard Bank? Is it Pick and Pay? Because all of those clients are spending a lot of money through their media agencies with media owners. And so they've got to know about the brands there and the landscape that they operate in, how competitive it is, what their needs are, what sort of return they're looking for on their investment. The fifth one is innovation. So don't just give somebody a schedule that says book this, book these pages, this amount of spots on radio or television. They're looking for innovation and how those things are delivered. And then the involvement of their staff in the entire process. So quite a lot of these would you would be able to apply them to virtually any other industry where there's agencies and people involved.
You mentioned that the media, I mean the most awards, there's an annual
event
that is happening. Can you take us through the entry process?
Okay, you can't enter it because people vote for you.
Oh, okay.
So the only kind of thing you can't influence, if somebody ranks you well against these criteria, you'll come to the top whether you like it or not. So it's a ranking system. The one area where we do look for applications and we rely on the industry to send names through with brief CVs is we have rising stars and legends. The rising stars are people within the media sector, both on the owner and the agency side, who are under the age of 39, who are going to be the stars of media in days to come, years to come, and over 40 for legends, people who've been persistently and consistently delivering against those criteria over very many years. And then we have a nice little award that I really enjoy called the Shepherd. And that person is somebody who is really mentored and trained and given back to the sector without any need for being recognized in terms of monetary contribution, but just because they believe and are so passionate about what they do, that they train and develop and mentor and give back a lot to the industry by serving in a voluntary capacity. And that, those sort of things are voted for by individuals, senior individuals in the industry.
Okay. Who is eligible to vote for these individuals?
If you went onto our site right now, to the mediaonline.co.za, you'd find a little button that says vote now for the most awards. So if you're working, if your salespeople at the UNISA radio station or on any of the big television or radio or newspaper people, they vote for their counterparts in the media agencies. The media agencies vote for the media owners.
Okay.
All right. So it's open to everybody who's involved in the industry.
Yeah. And I believe you have like people who or companies that you are partnering with. Can you tell us a bit more about the partnership?
Sure. We obviously need to be paid for this because it's a huge event and the research is very expensive because it's so complex. Our biggest sponsor is SABC, has been for a number of years. We also have Kai FM as one of the sponsors. Quite a lot of the media agencies like Correct and some big ones like that, Media Initiative. I'm just trying to think of the other ones that your listeners may know. Can't think of any offhand. But they're those kind of people. So they all want this thing to succeed because it helps them improve their service levels and hopefully their income. So there's a bottom line result to this, which makes it very interesting for the owners and agencies.
And then when is the ceremony taking place this year?
It's on the 13th of September this year.
This year. Where is it happening?
At Wanderers Club in Johannesburg.
Okay. Is there a cost involved if
one has to be part of it? Yes, you have to purchase the tickets. I can't remember the price, but it's around about 400 rand a person. And for that, you get a meal and there's some welcome drinks and, of course, the entertainment. Jason Goliath is our MC. He's that funny man and he is very funny and very efficient. He keeps the audience rocking. And it's great fun. And if you are in the media industry and you want to be involved, just go onto our site and have a look at some details of it.
Yeah. So the program or the agenda of what will be happening on the day, is it available or it's going to be available
towards... At the moment, it's just the voting. And then closer to the time, round about August-y, we'll be telling people exactly what's going to happen on the night. And it's fun. There's lucky draws and things like that. But underpinning this is a serious imperative, and that is improve service delivery levels.
Mm. Okay. So is there a cost involved when you want to be part of this event?
No, when you vote, it's free, but you have to be in the industry.
Okay.
I mean, you could vote if you were involved at all on the sales side.
Your I'm definitely going to vote. I'm going to go to, on your website and then
that would be funny. Vote. That would be lovely. Thank you, Tabo.
Okay. And then anything else that you would like to add on what you were saying? Anything that I didn't mention or anything I didn't ask that you feel like you need to put it out there?
Yeah, just a bit of a personal rant. I think that the media industry isn't understood by young people in our country and probably globally. It's just a very exciting industry to work in. And obviously the creative side is well known, the advertising, the creating of ads and radio stations. Everybody knows radio stations. Everybody's involved with media. But what goes on behind the scenes is just as exciting. And that's where the media owner and the media agencies work with their clients. It's a very exciting place to be in. So if anybody's thinking of a career, they should research it a little bit and just give it some consideration.
Okay, that's awesome. That was Sandra Gordon, the CEO of Work the Dog, publisher and founder of the Most Awards. She was telling us about the upcoming annual event that will be happening on the 13th of September in Wanderers Club in Ilovo, Johannesburg. So thank you so much, Sandra, for making time to speak to us. It was an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
For me too, Tabo. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And then lastly, where can people get hold of you?
I can
website,
give you my,
social media.
Go to the website. That's the best. Go to the website, themediaonline.co.za.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Super.
Thank you so much, Sandra.
Bye.
Did you know you can stream UNISA Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live or download our app on any mobile device from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry. Stay connected.